You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And this is Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day. Althea has just entered the studio. She drove a long distance to be here. Good morning, Althea.
Good morning, Rhett. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. We're gonna have this is gonna be something. You're gonna hear about the miracle of a little black girl from New York City.
That's
who
right.
Knew the Lord as a 3-year-old. Really absolutely knew him, had an experience in church, but she walked away from her Lord, got involved in the fashion industry, got rich and famous among the stars and celebrities, and found herself empty, riding on a bus. She has a miraculous encounter, which brings her home to the Lord. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm doing really good. Every day is a new beginning for me and God.
Now, you have a book out. It's called The Journey by Althea Smith. And actually, it's a beautiful cover.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
He chose it, literally, because everybody wanted me to put my picture.
No.
And I tried like 5 different pictures.
Yeah, no.
And I wasn't getting that yet.
It's much better.
And he gave me that.
You have not been
vision.
To Israel yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, folks, there's a beautiful, beautiful dove on the front cover.
Yes.
The Journey. I love the font you chose. Very
you.
Nice. Very well done.
Thank you.
Story
Thank
on
you.
The back is good. I read it. It's a little long, but then I thought, well, I like it. But it's good to get you into. You see that, and you know you want to read the book. But The Journey by Althea Smith, available everywhere.
Everywhere.
When you go to Israel, they have a bird. Looks like that's a dove.
Oh, okay.
It has a red blotch on it. Looks like it's bleeding.
Wow.
Supposedly, one of the doves went across the breast of Jesus when he was bleeding on the cross, and they forever have that blood spot on their chest. It makes no sense.
Right.
Why would nature make a dove with one red blotch that looks like blood? Just simply amazing. The Lord be glorified. Althea, tell us something. So let's go back to your childhood. How old are you in church when you know that you're touched by a power far greater than yourself?
I was 3, and that was the age I was aware I was a human being. Every child gets a different age, and I've hang out with a lot of friends and their kids, and some of them get it at 13, some get it at 9, some get it at 12. Just depends on when your awareness.
I'm still trying to get there.
Yeah, it was my awareness.
I
was aware.
I hope I wake up before I die.
You wake up. I was
ahead.
Aware of myself. I was aware of humans.
Yes.
I was aware of, my awareness was very, very open. I was a child, but I wasn't a child.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what adults say, don't listen to kids, they don't know what they're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and then they ignore you and push you to the side, and they think, I literally grow up now respecting children more because of how I was as a child, because I understood things. I didn't understand everything, but I understood what they were talking about, I understood the conversations, I knew when there was a negative person in the house. We just, you know, kids are very smart. And
they are. I remember a little 3-year-old was at my mother's house years ago, Jennifer. I'm sure she's an adult, probably in her 40s, maybe 50s by now. And she said, she looked in the closet, and like a poetess, she says, oh, see all the time in the closet. What an amazing thing to say. See all the time in the closet. All the things hung there.
Right. Wow.
From the past,
wow.
You know?
Kids are smarter than people.
3 years of age, and you at 3 had this experience with Jesus.
I was literally sitting in my Pentecostal church. I can even tell the pastor's name was Bishop Walters, and it was like a big church in Spanish Town in Jamaica. And I remember we probably was like on the 6th seat in the in the middle. It
mm-hmm.
was kind of a long, very long aisle.
Yeah.
So for a 3-year-old to walk down this aisle, for me, on my own, because he was preaching about, I can tell the message.
Yes.
He was preaching that Jesus was coming in the twinkling of an eye.
You can tell the message.
He was
amazing.
The message was about Jesus was coming, you have to get saved, and he was using scripture that he come in a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
So as a child, I'm there twinkling my eye and talking to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to Jesus, I said, you're not here yet, you didn't come. So I was like, you know, the whole time he's preaching, I was stuck on that message.
Yeah.
So when he, at the end, when he asked, anybody who want to come to the altar and receive Jesus and get the Holy Ghost.
So you say, I'm out of here.
I went to the altar because I wanted to, because, you know, you grew up hearing Sunday school about Jesus. I grew up hearing about Jesus. So it was like, you just, most children just love Jesus because of the beautiful things we hear and the beautiful books, you know, that children read. So I went to the altar, and I'll be honest to you, I could not get, when I was done praying, I said, Jesus, I want you to save me. You know, whatever the pastor told us to say, I said, and I wanted to get up. And this big invisible hand held me down.
Where? At your seat?
At the altar.
Up in front?
At the altar.
You wanted to get up.
I wanted to get up to go back to my seat.
This big invisible hand holds you down.
On my shoulders.
Yes.
And it's like, you are mine. You belong to me. You are mine. That was, and I will never forget the day.
An audible voice or?
It's not, you know how God, no one else seemed to be hearing it, but I'm hearing it. I can't explain it.
I've heard an audible voice myself.
Yeah, I've never...
Audible.
Yeah, I've never heard like a my voice always comes... It's just a voice that I hear. And it's loud, though. It's very profound, and you don't forget it, and you'll never... One thing with God experiences, I always tell people, any encounter you have with God, like
it's a personal thing. Some people don't need to be spoken to. You know,
everyone.
You know, Thomas needed to touch his wounds.
The
wounds.
Everyone is different.
So,
and honestly, my journey, my life.
How tall are you?
I'm almost 5'3". 5'2" and
I'm
three quarters.
Almost five three.
All
She's
my life.
She's 5'2", petite.
Mm-hmm.
And you got involved in the fashion business.
The fashion business.
Why fashion?
Well, in Jamaica, we did a lot of sewing, and we were considered.
Oh, you were born in Jamaica.
When we lived.
But by the time you're three, you're in New York.
No. All that's in Jamaica up until I was 12.
Oh, Jamaica, New York.
Jamaica, the island.
Oh, Jamaica.
I was born in Jamaica, and, you know, we grew up in church.
Sounds like something on Saturday Night Live. Jamaica.
I grew up in church, and then we came to America.
Oh, so this is in Jamaica.
That's when I had, because
Jamaicans
were very
big. New York City.
We're very big on Jesus, well, back then in Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, Jesus was
like that Blue Mountain coffee.
Thing. Yeah.
That's the best coffee. Do you drink coffee at all or no?
Yeah, I'm not against anything particular.
I'm not against anything.
Yeah, I'm not against anything particular.
So anyway, let's get back to Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, so at what age do you come to America?
12,
okay. Mm-hmm. And so you stray away from Jesus. Well, you see New York City and all that, the allure of the streetlights. And
I, honestly, I wanted to go to church because my mom did visit churches, you know what I'm saying, with us. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't their focus. And I really always just loved churches. I always seemed to love that presence.
How many years were you away from?
10. Well, I would say in my awareness, I struggled between 12 and 13. Wanted to go to church. No one was taking me. Nobody was going. Okay. Hoping I'd get to go.
So but then did you forget about them then?
Little by little, because, you know, as
okay.
you know,
so
if you don't stay
under. So how
old
were you when you were on the bus and you were already involved in the fish industry?
I was literally, when I got my real encounter, it was 24.
So at three, so 20 years later, you come back to Jesus. You're on a bus. Well, actually, you don't come back to him. He calls you. What happens when you're, where are you going on this bus?
I was going to work.
I was going to
my job on
in
Fifth
New York
Avenue,
City.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Where I normally do. I get on the bus.
And where was your place of work?
I was a regional for Saks Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
I worked for like an Italian designer, and we traveled. My job was to travel all over the U.S., visit all the stores, work with the managers, give seminars, work with the, you know, the staff.
All right, we'll go into more detail on that in a few minutes, but what happened on that bus, the short version?
Yes, the short version was the spirit, heavenly spirit came over me, didn't know it was Jesus.
You're not thinking about Jesus. You're not talking about Jesus.
Wasn't
you're not
praying,
listening to a radio
wasn't
show
to be
about
saved.
Jesus.
Nope.
You weren't in desperate trouble.
I'm planning to go to Paris. That was my plan. My plan was, I'm going
to
do this, and this,
yeah.
And then I'm going to go to Paris, and I'm going to work for this designer called Andre Talley. He was like a big Vogue person. He worked for Vogue. So I wasn't thinking to be saved because my life was fine. I wasn't, you know, everything was working. I worked hard for everything I had, and the door opened to me, you know? So I was just doing what we were taught to do. You know, you go to school, you educate yourself, you get a good job, and you climb your way to the top, you know?
Wow,
and that was
this is
my
amazing.
Focus.
The title of your book is called The Journey by Althea Smith. And well, this is going to be quite an amazing conversation we're going to have today. You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
Your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings till all is well with your soul. Count your blessings, move on past your doubt. Count your blessings when fear is screaming loud. Count your blessings until your heart overflows. Every blessing, great and small, every breath, every step we walk, a gift we don't deserve from a love we cannot earn. There's still a song to sing, even in our deepest need. The valleys low and mountains tall, take a breath and count them all. Count them all, count them all. Count your blessings, even when it seems dark. Count your blessings, even with a hurting heart. Count your blessings and remember who you are. You gotta remember who you are now. Every blessing, great and small, every breath, every step we walk, a gift we don't deserve from a love we cannot earn. There's still a song to sing, even in our deepest need. Through valleys low and mountains tall, take a breath and count them all. Count them all, count them all. Oh, count them all, count them all. That's released when you know what you've received. Oh, the strength that you will gain with every whispered thing. Oh, the joy that comes alive. Oh, the peace that won't subside when everything around you shakes. And still you say, every blessing, great and small, every breath, every step we'll